This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. No Victoria, no Jay. Victoria's on her way to Los Angeles, and so is Jay. We're going to have a big old time on Tuesday night at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, the annual Gracie Awards given to women in broadcasting. And it so happens that the ladies who share the microphone at the moment with me, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner, are all excited because most of the reason for the excitement isn't so much for the award, it's the fact that they're going to get together because I think you've actually never met either Victoria or Jay,
no.
Right, Jennifer?
No, yeah. I've never even met you, sir.
I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, hello.
No, but typically, what people don't realize about the show is it's kind of like a modern marvel that we all sit in different places in the country, even in the same room together, and we glue it all together with some bubble gum and string, and we bring the show every day. So I have literally, I mean, Doug, we spend time together. We've known each other. You're like family. We spend holidays together.
Yep.
But I have not met anybody else. So it's funny that you can work with someone for 6 years or however long it's been now and never be in the same room, which will be exciting.
Sometimes that's good.
I know. It's the best marriage, right? The one where you don't have to spend a lot of time together.
Okay, so what's the scoop with these invasive jumping worms that have made their way into California? Scientists say that they are worried about it because they're like rattlesnakes. You can't really handle them. They can jump a foot in the air. They appear pretty gross. Apparently, they're known as Alabama jumpers, Jersey wrigglers, crazy snake worms. But as usual, they've come to us from China. And the Asian jumping worm is something that came over on a ship, must be. So now they're, what have you heard? But this is up in probably more of the growing region of California.
First time I've heard about it, so I have to do a little Googling, but they say it's Napa. Known for its voracious appetite and ability to jump a foot in the air. Scientists are seeing this because they're worried about it because it poses a threat to the ecosystem in the forest, which is where these things are kind of popping up. They call them the crazy snake worm. And I guess they've been spotted quite a bit in California over the last few months. It's native to East Asia, Japan, and Korean Peninsula is most likely where you'll find them. But the worms made their way to North America in landscape plants that have been imported from the region. Initially, these were spotted in Wisconsin and across New England, where you are, in 2013. But the worms have now spread westward into states. And Napa, I guess Napa County, is where they're first discovering them here, I guess, pretty prolifically in July. That's when that started. So they say that if you see them, you're supposed to kill them. They're active, aggressive, and have voracious appetites. They jump and thrash when handled.
The Forest Service says they're never satiated. They'll eat. They'll mess up the biodiversity system. They'll attack nurseries, parks, your garden.
Hardwood forest, which is what they're worried about up in Northern California.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. How do these things, you got to wonder, how do these things even develop? Where do they come from in the first place?
Well, they might serve a purpose somewhere else, but here, you know, when you throw something from outside into the ecosystem someplace else, you get real problems.
Remember the celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County?
No, I remember the jumping bean from Tijuana, Mexico, but
leave it to you. Yeah, the jumping bean. The governor, or lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, had a stroke. Apparently last week.
We talked about this. He was running for Senate on the Democrat ticket. He ended up winning, but he was in the hospital getting a pacemaker when they were counting the votes and announcing him as the winner of the Democrat primary. It's interesting because his wife has really become pretty prominent now because she had to step in and help him out in the last few days of campaigning. He had a stroke last Friday. Well, the Friday before last, which would have put him out of commission through Election Day. So she was there rallying the troops, and he won.
So Speaking of hospital stuff, the number of COVID patients who are in the hospital, there are 1,000 in Massachusetts. I don't know how many there are out here in California. And I've noticed the numbers around the country have gone up. Even though they're not serious, people are still, by larger numbers, going to the hospital. I'm wondering what this does to mask mandates, people who want to, you know, try to... I guess I actually was thinking about that booster, the second booster. I got the first one, but I didn't get the second one. I'm wondering whether I ought to take that or not because of the activities that I'm involved in. And then I thought, build up your immune system. And
look, I'm not a doctor, but the reason that people...
You don't play one on the radio.
No, I don't play one on the radio. But what they are saying, right, is that people who have the booster, who have the shots, are still spreading the virus back and forth. I mean, I think it's now like 40% of those who are hospitalized with the virus all have been vaccinated and boosted. So I don't know if it'll prevent you from getting the virus. You might just have to get it. And I hope that's not the case for you. And I hope it's a light case for you. But, you know.
For you, who's you?
For you, talking about you personally, yeah. I mean, you might just have to get it instead of avoiding, get these booster shots, and they just don't seem to be working and keeping up with the strains. You've got people who are, like I said, people who are hospitalized, now half of them almost, have been boosted and have been vaccinated, and they're still spreading the virus. They're still getting sick. So I don't really understand if the point of the vaccine was to keep people from spreading it. Well, that's not really happening.
No, it doesn't seem to be happening. Meanwhile, on another patient front, Medicare patients continue to experience harm during their hospital stays. Now, this has been going on. The complaints have started 10, 12 years ago. And now there are a problem. Apparently, 1 million Medicare patients who were discharged from hospitals last year, a total of 258,000 of them experienced an adverse or temporary event that was harmful to them when they were in the hospital. So they, you're supposed to go to the hospital to get help, right? The study suggests or shows Medicare is trying to figure out what they're paying for. And apparently all these Medicare patients, many of them are having problems that go on for longer than a month after they get out of the hospital. Not specific about what the various problems are, but you hear this more and more about the kind of services with the government. We're paying for this stuff. Why are we not getting the quality? Every day there's something else, isn't there? I mean, it's the complex society that we live in.
Everything is so frustrating.
Yeah, it really is.
And the more government gets involved with it, the more they screw it up, it seems like.
Yeah. Okay, there's a team of researchers that has found online spider sales are gaining popularity. I saw this in...
Was this the insect segment?
You and I were looking at it. Well, and when you go to the worm thing, and the next thing that comes up from the Smithsonian is this big spider thing, because they want to have spiders as pets. Are you nuts?
I know what to get you for your birthday now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
A spider farm. Perfect.
These arachnids that are for sale online, there are 1,200 species, 1,200 species of spiders, scorpions, and other horrible creatures that are in what they call the quote-unquote wildlife trade business. And so what does this mean? You go online and you buy a spider and bring it home and have it as a pet?
Sounds
like 67% of the spiders are coming directly from the wild. So people are going out, they're catching these things in a bottle, and they're putting them up on the internet, and people are buying them.
Can you imagine? That's a terrible job, having to go out scumming around for spiders.
But why would you want to have a spider for a pet?
Some people don't require much space, you have tarantulas. Kids have tarantulas, like big old hairy spiders. I don't know. Not my jam.
Do not want
a spider. Don't want a snake. I would imagine the ones for pets probably. I don't know. But you always hear those stories. Like when I was a kid in the 80s, the bad kid would always have a tarantula or something, and then it would get loose.
Yeah, where to get you.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I think people are crazy, man. This place.
I don't understand why people want snakes either. You know, I know that the ones that they have are not poisonous or whatever. Give me a break. Hard pass. I run from them, not to them. Oof.
I wish Victoria here to discuss this. There's a new poll that reveals 7 in 10 adults would rather adopt a pet than have their own children.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
What's Gen Z? Is that...
Gen Z is like the younger after millennials. So you're looking at people who are in their 20s right now.
81% of millennial pet owners say they love their pet more than most of the members of their family.
Well, that probably says more about their family than the pet.
Yeah, right. You'd think so. Let's see here. Generation X respondent, 76%, said that they would rather have a cat than a dog.
My generation can't rely on Medicare anymore, because all of these people are going to be having kids to regenerate the workforce. The dogs are not going to go out into the workforce and generate Social Security money for me. Come on.
Yeah, but you decided to get a cat instead of a dog. Why'd you get a cat instead of a dog?
Why a cat? Because they don't need as much, and I'm not home enough. I would feel terrible if I had a dog. Dogs need constant care. They can't be left at home alone for 12, 15 hours at a time.
No.
And I just wouldn't feel right about that.
Yeah, but how many people? Well, there are a lot of dog walkers. I know in my neck of the woods, there are at least 4 different dog walkers. They go to the parks, and they have a dozen dogs on leashes, and they bring them around.
That's what I would have to do if I had a dog. Or bring it to my dad's house or something, because he takes his dog into work every day. There may be something like that, but yeah. It would be hard. It would be tough. And I just, you know, cats are much more independent creatures. In fact, they like their alone time.
Yeah, they do. They deserve to have a lot of alone time.
Now,
Stranger Things Season 4. What do you know about Stranger Things? They debuted this week with a new on Netflix with a new season. I don't know. We're talking about Strange Things. I just saw this. I wondered about Stranger Things. Do you watch this?
I don't watch it, but I know a lot of people who do, and they love it, because it's kind of got that, at least the first season, I know, and people were really into it. It was a lot of nostalgia, because it was back to the 80s, and a lot of the actors in the show were wondering why there were phones attached to the wall, because they had never seen them like that before. You know, in the 80s, when you'd have the phone on the kitchen wall, and you'd answer it that way? I know.
In the 50s, we had phones on the wall. In the 60s, we had phones on the wall. Yeah. So that's the basis of a television show, phones on the wall.
No, but that was like that's just true. 80s nostalgia. Yeah.
20, wait a minute, where are we? 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now, and it's time for us to check the trending stories, Jennifer, that have been prepared by Jay Kirshner, even though she's on her way to L.A. You and I, because we are already in L.A., can handle the chore. This is an interesting scenario. Mm-hmm. The author of Sex and the City, a lady named Candace Bushnell, what do you know about her?
She's famous for being, I mean, she's a famous author, and certainly Sex and the City is probably her most famous work, yeah.
So on page 6 today... Mm-hmm. There is a story about Ms. Bushnell, who's 63, dating a 21-year-old model.
Good for her.
Mr. Big Boy Pants is what he's called.
Got it? The play on Mr. Big?
Yeah, right. Yeah, Mr. Big Boy Pants. So this is Fashion Week. Apparently they were there together, and she's been talking.
Maybe it's her caretaker. She's just pretending to date him.
63? Uh-huh. Anyway, the friends are laughing about it. Apparently,
well, she's
also
got a 91-year-old.
93-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, so she's really running the gamut here of the big May December triangle, right?
What else has she done? She was married to a guy, a New York City ballet producer.
Uh huh.
So apparently, she gets around. Anyway, was it her story that really created, is there a personal story that Sex and the City came out of?
Yeah, it started as a book, actually. So she had been then spun into a television series. It was, she said a lot of other titles, probably ones that you, I don't know, that women would know, a lot of, you know, chick fiction, basically.
Yes, yeah.
But it's appropriate that the person who wrote Sex and the City would have this kind of weird love triangle with a 91-year-old and a 21-year-old, and her being right smack dab in the center at 63.
And she just got divorced from her husband, apparently. That was And she said, I wouldn't date if I were still married.
Yeah. Well, apparently she went on a date with John Corbett, who is Aiden, on the show. I think he's pretty attractive, but he started dating Bo Derek and things. I think they're still together, actually. They live up in Santa Ynez. And she said, you can't compete with Bo Derek, so she decided to drop out of the running.
Well, Bo Derek, I thought those guys had been together for like 10 years.
They've been together a long time. Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah. I don't know if they were married or not, but they have been together a long, long time.
Yeah. All right, so Mick Jagger, according to another trending item on the social networking sites, has taken homage at the suggestion that he looks a lot like Harry Styles, and Harry Styles looks like him, or their careers are on the same sort of trajectory.
I'm sorry. I know this would, you know, this is why Victoria's maybe not here to hear me say this, but yeah. Harry Styles is not at the caliber of Mick Jagger yet.
Maybe someday, but right now,
Harry Styles is no Mick Jagger. But they say because they have this kind of androgynous rocker style that it works. Mick Jagger, when he was asked about the similarities, said that he likes him, that he's met him before. He said, I used to wear a lot more eye makeup than him. And he said he was much more androgynous, actually, than Harry Styles is. But he then added, he doesn't have a voice like mine. He doesn't move on stage like me. And I think he's right about that. I mean, look, there can be some, you know, you can draw some correlations between the two of them, but there's really only one Mick Jagger.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you look back in the history of the rockers and who they were influenced by, they'll all tell you that they were influenced by Chuck Berry or Elvis, and then, you know, you wonder, is there anything new in the house, or is it always they're copying from somebody else? The people who copy, it seems, where's the original?
We call it inspired. We don't call it copying. Oh, we call it inspired by. Yeah, get it right.
All right, 28 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The leaders of the United States, Japan, Australia, and India are meeting in Tokyo for a second in-person summit of the Indo-Pacific Quad grouping. At Tuesday's meeting, leaders are discussing climate change, technology, maritime surveillance, as well as the fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It should be noted, India, which has close ties with Russia, has yet to condemn Moscow's invasion. The school district of Philadelphia announced it's returning to a mask mandate for all students and staff within the district, citing an increase in COVID-19 cases throughout the city. Students and staff will now be required to follow the district's mask policy, which began on Monday, according to a district-wide announcement. Two Iranian military pilots died after their F-7 fighter jet crashed on Tuesday near Anarak in the central part of the country. Iran has a poor air safety record. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Newsmax weighs in on the Biden administration handling of the inflated economy and their open border policy.
Look, I don't know whether we're going to hit a recession or not, but things are dramatically different than they were a year and a half ago when gas was around $1.87, when inflation was in the 2% range and had been for decades. He's done as much in a year and a half to hurt the economy and make it harder for Americans to afford living here as any president in my lifetime. Yeah, I know if I go out of the country, I come back, I have to get a negative test, and they haven't let me back in if I had COVID. So, you know, the idea that they're going to appeal this is not surprising. They've done everything possible to make it easier for the cartels to bring as many people here as possible, as fast as possible. And with this is no different. Title 42 is sort of the last vestige of federal law protecting us. And the Biden administration is seeking to get rid of that last hope for us, and we're going to keep fighting.
NASA's Boeing Starliner Starcraft will wrap up its landmark test flight to the International Space Station with a touchdown in New Mexico on Wednesday evening at the U.S. Army's White Sands Missile Range, 6:49 p.m. Eastern Time. In the National Basketball Association Conference Finals last night, the Boston Celtics tied the series at 2 games apiece after beating the Miami Heat 102-82. Tonight, the Dallas Mavericks host the Golden State Warriors, trailing in their series 3-0. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Half the hour now on the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn on the DJV program. The other two ladies, Jennifer is holding the fort with me, but Jay and Victoria are on their way literally to California. Speaking of being in California, et cetera, et cetera, I was looking, you know, watching some of the local news stuff as I'm talking to you, and voting ballot stuff comes up. I see there's a lot of focus on
with our month-long election day.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
They wonder why people don't have faith in the system. Like, we're going to be voting for 12 years. What could go wrong? Oh, good gosh.
I know. Right. What's the latest in the Johnny Depp defamation trial with Amber Heard? Was there? I know you guys love talking about that, and I couldn't.
I was trying to catch up a little bit. So with the voting thing, yes, the registration times are ending in California. You have to register this week if you want to vote in the election. June 7th is our primary in California. But with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, it seems that they're now going to call Johnny Depp back to the stand, which is interesting, as a witness for Amber Heard. So I don't know what exactly they're going to go at with him. I don't know if this is just, I mean, they're just, the effort
they're
here
calling
is
calling him
each
as
other,
a witness for her?
For her, huh? Even though he's already testified. So I don't know, he released a letter thanking fans for their support. It's just been back and forth, and I think Amber Heard has probably found herself on the short end of the stick, but this is not great for Johnny either. Ellen Barkin, who I had forgotten he was in a romantic relationship with way back in the 80s and 90s, she testified that he threw a bottle across the room when he was angry at friends, but I guess... they're just, you know, nobody's going to be satisfied until they bring each other down to the stumps. I mean, it's like crazy. So Johnny Depp is expected. He's expected to take the stand again. And I guess there's more bombshell testimony. This is the final week. And so we'll see what he has to say, what could be new that both the defense and the prosecution want you to hear. You know, both sides of this are wanting you to hear this. So...
I see Gloria Allred is out after Bill Cosby again.
Again, he's back in court for something that was like 50 years old, these charges.
God love Victoria, Gloria. Joe Biden has gone to Asia. There's a new movement to push the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which has sort of been out of force for the last 4 or 5 years. And now he's over there drumming up support. But apparently the old business about it's great to have a lot of trade has come upon some deaf ears, Jennifer, because of the impact that it's a two-way street. Okay, we're going to trade with you. You buy our goods and services. We'll take yours. Kind of where the Chinese thing started 40-some-odd years ago. And now you look around at and the unions are kind of whipping up this storm. Unions normally support Democrats, but... What do they call it? Neoliberalism is I guess the description that I've seen used for the approach to taking a strong stance. The Chinese impact on our lives is now to the point of being almost unmeasurable.
And in our lifetime, we're probably not going to see
jobs
come back.
No, but I'm just thinking about it was great for the businesses that went over to get all this stuff produced over there, but what did it do to jobs in our country? The union workers that now are bypassed by companies going to China and having to make stuff for nothing.
And even more than that, I mean, just the serious problem is that we're attached now to China. And here's the thing: if there's a military conflict with China, and they shut us down, what do you think that's going to do to our pharmaceutical business, now our food supply, chips, electronics, cars? I mean, everything that we make in this country is somehow attached to China in some way. And that is not a good strategy for national security. And I don't know if you saw, but the story that really made headlines and it had a lot of people, like, stunned, apparently even the Secretary of State was sitting in the crowd, shaking his head, shifting in his chair, is that at a press conference when Biden was there early on Monday morning, he was asked, we know that I'm paraphrasing, but they said, we understand why the U.S. didn't get involved militarily in Ukraine. Will the U.S. get involved if China invades Taiwan militarily? And Biden said just point blank, yes. He gave a one-word answer, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a problem because we have always had a vague ideology when it comes to discussing strategy in Taiwan. Of course, we know that the U.S. will help money-wise, right? We fire up the printer, we get those loan documents going, and we help everybody that we can to our own, to our own shame, basically, to our own chagrin. But you don't normally say that we're going in militarily, and so this has caused a firestorm. China has reacted to this, saying that the United States better not consider military conflict with them if they go into Taiwan. Taiwan has come out and said, this is great, great news from the United States today. Meanwhile, what does that do? This is really like playing with a tinderbox here because we are so closely tied to needing everything from China.
Yeah, too much. It's too much. Okay, so here's the story today that flabbergasts me. We each day, you and I and the ladies go through 40-some-odd items of interest during the course of the hours that we're on the air. This one peaked. I don't know. You can hear in my voice. What happened? What do we do about this? There's a mother in Wisconsin who is telling the story about a sexual harassment complaint against her 13-year-old son, who was accused of harassment for refusing to refer to a non-binary schoolmate with they, them pronouns.
Yeah, that was a big story. Yep.
I don't even understand how this applies, frankly. Am I just an old... This is the suit
well,
that was brought
old.
Last week was against Title IX. It was a kind of like is equal opportunity for women in sports and that kind of stuff. So go
this
ahead.
This stuff boggles me too. So don't feel like you're just old. I know the ladies. I know Jay and Victoria would probably feel a whole lot different. But they feel differently than I do about this. But we're living and dying by pronouns now. You know, everybody wants to now be known as they, them, which grammatically makes my skin crawl.
I've asked this question on the air, though. What? Why? What is it? What does it prove?
Because the idea is gender is like a social construct, and so they deny the idea of biology. And this is also what boggles my mind.
For what purpose, though?
Because people are being pushed into two categories, and that's not appropriate, loving, or serving us well anymore.
What? He and her?
Male and female.
Male and female?
But
really?
The truth is that we are either biologically male or biologically female. And you can sleep with whoever you want. You can be in relationships with whoever you want. I don't even care. I don't even think that's an issue at this point. But it is an issue when people start to deny biology. And so this kid who chose not to go with the now accepted route in schools, he is going to be charged with sexual harassment. I mean, what... Why? I guess I don't understand why it is okay to. There's only one acceptable path to free speech, right? It's only if you're engaging in homogenized thought are you given the pass to participate in free speech. If not, then you're hateful, you're a sexist, you're a racist, and you get labeled. If this kid doesn't want to call people they, them, he, she, whatever they identify as, that's on him. You know,
it's
if that
confusing.
Affects his relationships, he can own it. But why in the world would you go after a 13-year-old child for sexual harassment when there was nothing harassing about it?
Unbelievable. Here's the story.
And when we push so far, the people who find themselves in the middle, like you do many times, Doug, I think this is what happens. When you push things, for instance, the abortion issue is a perfect one. Most people agree that abortion should be done, but most people also agree that abortion should be done early on in the pregnancy. It's the people on the far left who push this and say that it can be done at the point of delivering the child or in the 7 days after delivering the child, when then everybody retreats into their corners because it's so extreme. And it's the same thing with the pronoun issue. When you're charging a 13-year-old kid with sexual harassment for not saying they instead of he or he instead of they, you're pushing people into corners. There's no coming together at that point because it all becomes so intense.
Yeah. Here's the story. You'll like the story. Jack Waxel and Sam Ron. They were both together in 1943. They shoveled coal side by side at a forced labor camp in Poland. Since that time, 8 decades, Mr. Waxel wondered what happened to his friend and whether he survived the war or not. Mm-hmm. So here's the answer to that question. There was a Holocaust, I suppose. There's a big gala every year in South Florida. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum conducts this. And this year, Ron, who is 97 years old, was the honorary chairman of the event. He delivered a very poignant speech about his experiences and told the story of his relationship with his friend Jack, who he hadn't seen for 80 years. Guess who was in the audience?
That's
Jack.
Amazing. Did he know that they were together?
Sam didn't know he was in the audience, but Jack recognized him, especially when he was telling the story. I mean, looking at the two of them, they certainly, at 97, aren't going to look like they looked when they were 17, 18. But it's just a warm, wonderful story.
That's awesome. That's a good
survival.
Story.
Yeah. There were 400 people in the audience, and they all, you can imagine, into a huge flood of tears. From something like that. Kelsey Wingert, Colorado Rockies baseball game. Kelsey is reporting on the game. And during the game, the Giants' Austin Slater hit a foul ball from Rockies pitcher Daniel Baird, ninth inning. ball went flying into the stands. Ms. Wingard got hit in the head with a 95-mile-an-hour ball.
Yikes.
She spent 5 hours at the local hospital. She had a CAT scan to check for internal bleeding, any kind of skull fractures. She said the good news. Thank God, she said, I received internal and external stitches. I am now going to stay at my general manager's house for a while. Thank you very much for the prayers. So
wow.
She had, they went inside.
She's lucky,
her,
by the way. She is
oh,
lucky.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What happens? This is, and she's been covering Major League Baseball and basketball and hockey for a long time, and she loves sports. She was a sports person in college. But this is, you know, I think that the ball's going into the stand and kids run around and try to catch the balls that go out as foul balls. I think that's very dangerous.
Well, they have the net spread even higher and further now behind home plate. But it is scary. I had a friend, I don't know if I told you this, but I had a friend who took his kids, a boy and a girl, to the Dodger game. I think it was the Dodger game. And huge ball comes straight for his daughter's head. And he panics. Because she's, busy looking around, doesn't see it coming towards her. So he puts his hand up just in the nick of time between the ball and her head. I think the kid was like 4 or 5 at the time. He, doing that probably saved her, but it broke his finger. That's how hard it hit. His finger was disgusting. His middle finger was like black, and they had to set it. It was broken. So unbelievable. Thank God he was quick thinking. But those things are scary, especially if you're not paying attention.
Absolutely. Okay, pay attention to this, please. This is the result of research. I don't know that I needed to find this out, but I'm going to pass it along to you. The University of Cincinnati, with a bit of promotion on blueberries, the study suggests that a half a cup of blueberries a day keeps dementia away. Anybody?
Don't forget to eat them.
Anybody who eats a half a cup of blueberries a day as a superfood, it'll take care of you. So that's something for you to keep right in mind starting today. 48 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Money Pit time on Monday here on the DJV program. It's time for Tom Kreidler to fess up to his crimes. All right, questions and answers from people who listen. I'm and Leslie Segretti host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program every weekend on all these same stations, hundreds of stations around the country. They also have great services in terms of podcasts and newsletter. Let's get this listener's question answered, though, first, Tommy.
Okay.
Ken says he's thinking about installing replacement windows, wants to know how these differ from other kinds of new windows. I didn't know there was a replacement window. A replacement window is a replacement window, isn't it?
Actually, it's a great question, Doug, because we all typically think of a window being a window, right? But a replacement window is a distinctly different type of window than a new construction window. And if you think about it, if you're building new and you buy a window, it has like a nailing flange usually along the outside edge, and then you have to flash it and get it under the siding. And so with a replacement window, most people will buy replacement windows when they're replacing, like, let's say, for example, a double-hung window, old wood double-hung window. And a replacement window is made so it fits inside the wood jams, so to speak, of the old window. So you take out the sliding part that goes up and down, the upper and lower sash, you pull out the molding, and the replacement windows, which are usually vinyl, fit perfectly inside that. So you keep the old sill, and now you have a very energy-efficient window, but you did not have to tear off the siding around the window to install it. So that's the main difference between a replacement window and a what I call a new construction window.
All right, that's very helpful. So she is, he is now, what is there a brand among these replacement windows that you recommend that you think is better than others?
Well, some of the major manufacturers have their own brand, like Anderson has, I think it's called Renewal by Anderson. Pellet has a brand. But you'll also find generic brands sold at the major home centers. I have bought in a few windows. I believe it was through Home Depot, and I think their store brand was called American. And I found them to be completely satisfactory. They've lasted a long time. The seals have not gone bad on the glass. And, you know, the key here with replacement windows, though, is to make sure it's measured correctly because it's all custom made, right? It's custom fit the size of that opening. If you're going to buy a bunch of them, you're going to have a salesman from the company come out and do the measuring for you. And you want that because this way, you know, if it doesn't fit, it's their fault.
Yeah.
You don't want to be measuring, even though they give you instructions, if it doesn't fit, it's going to be your fault. So, it's always good to have them do the measuring for you before the water's put in.
All right. Also, the Money Pit podcast offers lots of help, including the most recent one, building a butterfly garden. Here we go. Yeah. This is good. Yeah? How you doing?
Yeah, we talk about some building a butterfly garden. You know, butterflies, get them out there and do the pollinating for you. Talked about some ideas for some different types of plants that you should maybe select for your butterfly garden, you know, one called the butterfly bush, for example, because butterflies love it. There's a milkweed, which you see growing a lot in meadows, but you could plant that in your garden. There's, you know, some sorts of plants that the butterflies prefer and will help to attract them to your space. What a nice partner to have in your garden is a butterfly.
Yeah,
I mean, of all the different types of species we have around, you know, in my lawn, it's usually the occasional gopher or mole.
About these jumping worms that have invaded California from Asia. They eat everything in sight.
Yeah,
I hope they don't go across the country. Yunga bunga. All right. Also, the Money Pit newsletter. This is something that is perfect for me because I'm doing a lot of painting around the house and the farm, picking a paintbrush. I always buy the cheapest one because the guys never really take care of them. They never clean them, and they end up getting tossed. Am I right, or should I be doing something differently?
Well, I'll tell you, Doug, I don't know if you've noticed this, but you get a better quality paint finish, if you use a better quality brush. If you use a cheap brush, the paint doesn't flow as well. It doesn't end up with as nice a finish. So I always buy good quality brushes. I like the Purdy brushes. I've had some for many years, and as long as you clean them well, you won't have a problem. And I'll give you an easy trick here for cleaning paintbrushes. Aside from getting as much paint as you can out of it, and of course rinsing it, what I do is I soak the brush overnight in Simple Green. And I find that breaks down any little bit of paint that's left, even oil paint. I've had it break down with 100% Simple Green. Pretty inexpensive stuff, you know, a few dollars a gallon.
Better than turpentine.
I'll put it in
I prefer. I don't buy any of the stuff I do on my house is all oil-based paint. I don't use water-based paint. And so that happens. Maybe the business about the brushes happens because of that, but that's very interesting. Yeah. Turpentine, I don't know that it's so great for anything anymore.
Well, you get as much paint as you can. Use some paper towels. Get as much out. You know, soak it a little bit of turpentine. But I like the idea when it's all rinsed and ready, and you think it's ready to go, I drop it in the Simple Green overnight, and that definitely seals it up.
There you go. The Money Pit, represented by Tom Kreitler here on the DJV program at 59.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.